Research by the American Psychological Association shows that 15% of new mothers suffer from postpartum depression. In Pennsylvania, this means about 21,000 babies and their mothers are annually affected by this illness. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, a baby's brain development can be adversely affected when a mother suffers from postpartum depression. Likewise, there is an increased danger for child abuse and neglect, which increases the cost of providing medical care to both the baby and to the mother. Senate Bill 200, which I've sponsored with Senator Schwenk, would simply add postpartum depression to as an at-risk category for early intervention, tracking under the state law Act 212 of 1990. That means if postpartum depression is detected, a child would be eligible for early intervention services. My bill also allows for providers to create those intervention programs. Current law provides tracking and services for infants with qualifying health conditions or those who are born into certain circumstances, such as children whose birth weight is under 1,500 grams, children who are homeless, and children born to chemically dependent mothers who are referred by a physician. Since research indicates that approximately 15% of new mothers suffer from postpartum depression, this can put the health of the mother and the baby at risk. Depression is also associated with a 2 to 3-fold increased risk, perpetuating physical abuse, psychological aggression, and medical neglect. By adding postpartum depression to the list of qualifying conditions, infants and their mothers who suffer from this condition will have access to the services that are already in place in communities to support healthy child development. This legislation has the support of a number of groups and has received the attention of the Commissioner of Massachusetts Special Commission on Postpartum Depression, National Coalition for Maternal Mental Health, the March of Dimes, Campaign for What Works, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, UPMC, and others.